nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hi, I'm filling in for the mayor, who's on a vacation. Well deserved. Evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with Borough Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on November 15, 2016. In each instance, the date, time, and location for this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. A roll call. Councilman Birdsall.
Here.
Councilman Keeler, I understand he's here too. Kelly.
Here.
Councilman Lamia.
Yeah.
Councilman Wickstein.
Here.
Councilman Mooney.
Here.
And as I say, the mayor is on a well-deserved vacation. If we could please stand, we have a moment of silence for Ralph Clower, very longtime resident of Seabright, many, many, many years, and also for Linda Gaffney, who died in late May. And she was the secretary with Tony over in the real estate office before the office closed. Moment of silence for these two. Thank you very much. Any of our remarks from the audience? The remarks are limited to 3 minutes. Anyone would like to come up to the microphone? No comments? Move on to the consent agenda. Make a motion on the consent agenda?
Yes. Mr. President, can we please pull number 138-2017 from the consent agenda? And I'd make a motion to approve the remaining portions of the consent agenda.
Second.
Just one thing to mention. I know Chris mentioned number 133, the date of that fireworks display has been moved back to August 30th. Otherwise, everyone's the same. And the last one, at least on my, you may have the updated, the last resolution is 139, and that's on tax estimate. Voting on the resolution, Councilman Wickstein?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm reversing the order here, sorry.
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lamia?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'll now make a motion to approve resolution 138-2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. And Charlie abstains.
I understand.
I'll move on to witnesses. Ordinance number 13-2017, amending and supplementing chapter 130, land use, article 11, sign, for the code of the Borough of Seabright, section 130-72, within signs and ordinance in specific zones.
I'll make a motion to open to the public.
Second.
Again, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anyone wish to make a comment on ordinance number 13-2017? Yes.
Can you just tell me what we're changing?
Our municipal public access plan requires signage to be placed along the beach for public access areas, and they wanted to see it codified and put in our ordinance, the state, so it only deals with public access points.
Yes, thank you.
Any other comments?
Motion to close the public.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to adopt.
second, please?
Second.
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeley, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lanning?
Yes.
Councilman Lexton?
Yes.
Yes.
The next ordinance is number 14, 2017. This is introduction. Bond ordinance providing an appropriation of $150,000 for acquisition of various capital items for and by the Borough of Seabright in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $142,400 in bonds or notes of the borough for financing part of the appropriation.
I'll make a motion to introduce.
Second.
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeley, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lanning?
Yes.
Councilman Lexton?
Yes.
And Councilman Lanning?
Yes.
Again, this is introduction. This will be the...
September 5th.
September 5th.
I'm sorry. This will be, this again on September 5th. Councilman number, I'm sorry, introduction, bond number three, number 15, 2017. This is bond ordinance providing, and again, this is an introduction only. The bond ordinance providing an appropriation of $400,000 for sewer utility improvements for and by the Borough of Seabright in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $380,000 in bonds and notes for the borough for financing part of this appropriation.
I make a motion to introduce.
I'll second it.
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeley, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lanning?
Yes.
Councilman Lexton?
Yes.
And Councilman Lanning?
Yes.
And again, that's it, September 5th.
Yes, sir.
It'll be on the agenda again, September 5th. And you have copies of details of these bonds right here in file at the borough, if anyone is interested in the particulars. And individual action, new business. You have vouchers? I'll make a motion on that, please.
I'll second it.
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeley, yes. Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lanning?
Yes.
Councilman Lexton?
Yes.
And Councilman Lanning?
Yes.
Mr. President, I have one item that is, I have a pretty extensive closed session, but one item for your consideration that's not a closed session item is, as you know, Fletch Kramer Corporation is doing the reconstruction of the seawall. We spoke about it at the last workshop, their desire to start a little early. They have found subsequent to our meeting that they don't need a generator there, that they can get electric there, so that there won't be a generator running, and they asked again for some further consideration to start a week earlier. Instead, we told them the 21st of August they could start. They asked if they could start on the 14th, which is 1 week prior. Is that about it, Claire and Fran?
I think those are the highlights, yes.
I'd be open to that.
They reduced the area for the volleyball courts and things like that. They will have to relocate one of the volleyball courts, but there is no need for a generator, and they thought that was one of the sticklers, that it would have been running and people would have heard the generator. Now they don't need a generator because JCP&L will have it done for them.
They still have to relocate one of the volleyball courts?
They're still going to relocate one of the volleyball courts.
Are they going to sift the sand?
They're going to have to.
Okay.
John, do you have any concerns?
Well, Don has some concern. We're interrupting his access points, but we need to move forward.
It's up to you. I think they're just...
He's still full access right here, right? Didn't he?
You will. And if there's ever a truck that goes there, they said they will have a flagman to allow the people to go through so that, you know, they're safe going through. But they're not going to affect the stairway or that access. That's good. They keep getting another bite at the apple here. They keep asking and asking, so...
Do we know what the initial work is? Is it moving rocks? Is it digging?
It will be at...
The dock side.
They will, at the end of East Surf Street, they're going to open up the seawall.
That's a little dramatic.
And that's... They're going to open the seawall at the end of East Surf. That's where trucks will get in, and then right behind our parking lot, they will be doing the test pits. They will be digging sand, there's going to be a sand stockpile, and those test pits are for the pumps to see the recovery rate, if you recall, so that they know what they're going to have to do, how long they'd have to pump in order to proceed with, it's actually testing so that the day after Labor Day, they can hit the ground running. That's as I understand it.
They'll also have a hard line running out to the water to pump the water from those pits.
And the property owners that will deal with this have been alerted or soon to be?
No, they're required to notify all the property owners. Rob Von Briel from DEP is supposed to be drafting a letter for all the property owners. I mean, the day after Labor Day, you know, it's kind of, they're going.
Yeah, but you said they're going to start in 2 weeks.
August, 2 weeks.
It's going to be right here along the seawall, right?
They're digging these pits.
Yeah, so when will the people know that we're coming?
I should have a letter in the next day or two, so they would have 2 weeks' notice.
They're digging these pits here as test wells. As soon as those are completed, this is what they're going to be testing over the next 2 weeks.
This is us, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just on.
So as soon as they know what the rate is here with these turn wells, that's when they're going to start working on the wall.
And they still have the walk right here, right at the top of the.
So this is only the, I wasn't at the workshop. This is only the portion behind here?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking like the main.
But they're not actually doing the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that area there, but public access still.
They want to see how fast, they have to dig down some 16 feet, 14 feet. And they need pumps in order to build the seawall. They don't know, they want to test how long the pumps have to run, what the recovery rate is, how fast it fills up. Because they're going to be doing that from here to North Wall. I mean, North Wall, pardon me, North Beach.
And the pipe that's going to the ocean is buried except for where it pops out.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, this is the least invasive portion of the seawall to anybody.
That's pretty.
They're going to be putting the part on the beach. They're doing that middle of the week, I hope not, you know.
What?
They're going to, that pipe that runs out to the beach, you're going to be doing that, you know, middle of the week, early in the
week. We had told them at the last meeting they can't work on Fridays either through Labor Day.
Okay, all right, they're good.
So no weekends?
No weekends, but yeah, they have to shift Monday through Thursday.
All right. If John doesn't have an issue with it, I have no issue with it.
My concern was the discoloration of the water when you're pumping it.
And they said they don't believe it will be discolored. They wrote us back.
And they said they put rocks in the pipe to filter it.
Okay. People see that and they.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So Claire, you could notify them that.
Thanks.
You know, keep in there, no Fridays though.
Don's going in.
Is everyone okay with that?
With the flow, but it feels the illusion.
Yeah, I think the sooner they start, the better.
Yeah.
It's the middle of August, the summer's over.
The rest are closed session.
Next, we're going into executive session, and we have a fairly lengthy agenda. We'll return back in the public session, but there'll be no voting or anything on this.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.